is hydropower the way?
Could it replace wind and solar?
We'll find out today in the 41st episode of the State of Nature podcast. Hello, nice to see you after a week.
Totally a week. Didn't see him about
an hour ago.
I saw you in the academic learning place.
School.
What if you did not know that?
School.
Anyway.
Mr. Reese, are you teaching us tomorrow? I love your Spanish lessons. He listens, doesn't he, Mr. Podcast?
Oh yeah, Mr. Reese.
Thank you. You were appreciated.
Wonderful man.
Yeah, what a man. What a guy.
What a guy. Sorry for not speaking Welsh, anyway.
So, in our lessons full of daydreaming about the cost of living crisis and... and the energy crisis as well. We were daydreaming about maybe possible alternatives in the future of how we will power Britain. That was not scripted.
Fair play.
So how do you guys think, what do you think the best way to go about this is with energy, renewables, maybe?
I bring this up a lot, but in terms, I need to Kamala Harris. We talked to Rosemary Harris, apologies, about, switching, instead of people switching from, about oil rigs, if they work in oil rigs, you can't just move all of them to solar farms. You have to do it slowly. So you have to, gradually move everyone to... Transition everyone to greener jobs, and then that will force the power plants and whatever to shut down. This is a podcast where we discuss, debate, and educate people about different topics about climate change and nature. We also interview people and groups that make a difference to the planet, and we also love Georgetown. We love Georgetown.
Yeah, Georgetown's best.
If you're in Cardiff, go visit. Sorry.
So what's the topic today then? How we ate our meal deals from Greg's on a log in Georgetown, or is it about hydropower?
Hydropower.
Oh, no, yeah. Who would have guessed? But before we start waffling on about hydropower, we just want to say our weekly reminder that we do have a Patreon. Which one?
Patreon,
where you can give us as little as £1 a month to help the running of the podcast.
There are many perks, such as early episode releases, talk to us about anything within reason. Go and look at the link in the description.
It would really help since we are a listener-funded podcast.
What the f*** is hydropower?
Yes, cluck, as in what a chicken says. To put it simply, hydroelectric power.
But what is hydroelectric power?
Hydropower, or hydroelectric power, is the use of falling or fast-running water to produce electricity or to power machines.
Examples of hydropower plants are the Hoover Dam, the Three Gorges in China, and Rada Weir, which we will be visiting later in Epic. In a later episode, later in the episode.
Someone can't talk.
Not that you'll know what Rada Weir is.
It's a weir in Rada.
Oh, in Wales, in the UK, in Europe.
Anyway, the electricity produced is usually used during major electrical outages or disruptions as a backup.
But is it better than other types of renewable power, such as wind or solar?
Well, for a start, hydropower is fueled by water, making it a clean source of energy. And hydroelectric power is a domestic source of energy, allowing each state to produce its own energy without being reliant on international fuel sources.
But it does have some cons, such as it actually does have environmental impact. Build a dam or any other form of hydropower plant, new roads and power lines must be installed so that disrupt the environment. Dams also often form reservoirs that flood large areas and displace natural habitats.
They're also not that safe. During construction, deaths can occur. During the construction of the Hoover Dam, 112 lives were taken. But in 1975, around 171,000 people died due to a typhoon that destroyed the Bangui Reservoir Dam. Thank you.
talk about pros and cons of hydropower.
Well, as we've said, they are, you know, they're a clean source of renewable energy, but they do have environmental impact. So, is there a way, possibly, of making it less,
using solar panels to power the hydroelectric plants, which need the power lines to start with, so then you won't need to build the power lines, but you can also use a source of renewable energy to power.
So like a double renewable energy. The energy from the solar
panels power to the hydropower.
So they're all linked to them. Yeah. It's quite good, you know.
But that doesn't make sense. Because you could just use that solar power to power the homes instead.
Yeah, but it has less environmental impact, doesn't it? You know.
And also the hydropower is better. It works better than the thing. You could just use the solar
power. Sorry, could you repeat what you said?
So you could use a solar panel on top of the hydropower plant. Instead of building the power lines.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. But do you think there's a way that we could put that could possibly have a less negative impact on biodiversity? Because from what I understand, you need to get a dam and flood the surrounding area in mountains or somewhere where there's a bit of a dip, and then you've got to flood it, and it just has a really negative impact on the local wildlife there.
Didn't we watch a documentary on the Three Gorges Dam, and they had to flood, it's massive, they had to flood
something like 13 million people had to be rehomed.
Yeah, just because they wanted to build a new dam, and it's absolutely
the Three Gorges
massive.
One.
And then what, was it on top of like a city?
It was basically a city, and then
Loads of towns and villages.
On the side. It was like a big lake, I think, and then they had to expand it. Because there were towns on the side.
It was already a big lake, and then they just had to like make a massive reservoir.
Yeah, and they had
It probably wasn't to do with hydropower, though. Just
no, but it is. It makes power the Three Gorges Dam.
Yeah.
But where is the Three Gorges Dam?
China.
I thought I was just like,
is it the Three Gorges River or?
I will check.
I was about to say that's a massive dam, because in any other country, 30 million is like the entire population. It's China. So
Three Gorges Dam. Look how large that is. That is absolutely humongous. No, look at that.
Go on Google Earth or something.
It's huge. Look how big that is. Look how
big
it is. Come on. And
I've seen bigger lakes.
It used to be a river.
I think a few thousand pixel image can't really show us the true scale of them.
Look before and after. Look at this. Look at the
satellite.
Look at the difference. Look at the dip. People were living here, right, and they expanded it.
Can you go on Google Earth?
No. Sorry, just for you listeners. That it used to be quite a, you know, a narrow river, maybe size of the Thames. Well, it's quite big. But then they expanded it quite a lot to the side. So many.
Have you been to a lake bigger than that, Joe?
Times four. That's not the point. To my understanding, it's actually quite a wide river anyway.
Yeah, but you know, people living on the side of the river, because you know. I think it was something like, I could be completely wrong, but there were many fishing communities around there. So, you know, and the wildlife got in their hands as well.
Locals downstream, in the documentary, it showed that there was a major increase in litter, and so there were people on fishing boats, not fishing fish, it was actually fishing plastic.
But there it swells, while it makes more jobs, only like about 5 or 10. So, you know, yes, it does make more jobs, but it also has environmental impact on...
They needed a lot of volunteers as well, as there was just, such a large area to cover, and very few staff, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good in some ways, it's bad in others. So, I'm not actually sure... If it's, you know,
I can do a lake bit.
Would it, in your opinion, is it good or bad, basically?
The Three Gorges Dam or hydropower?
Hydropower.
Like, good.
I'm really stuck here, because,
I don't care about the environment. I don't care, but if it's, like, a tiny little bit of trees cut down just to power millions of homes and take them away from like diesel, gas.
Okay, fine. Maybe oil, depends on the size, you know. Talking about we're gonna go to Radweir later in the episode.
That's not worth it.
That is not. It was. It's the size.
I disagree, because that's we're trying to preserve, though. The scale on the local biodiversity might not have significant impact. It might as well, but even if it doesn't, it's defeating the point of having them. As yes, we're looking at the bigger picture of trying to make a renewable energy source to try and save the planet.
Yeah.
If we're going to destroy the planet in the process of saving it, it doesn't make too much sense.
My argument is, say, there's a train track, you pull a lever, it goes to one side. If you pull a lever, it goes and kills one person. If you don't pull the lever, it kills five. Which, you've pulled the lever?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you've sacrificed one life just to benefit many more.
Yeah. You have a point there.
But it's more like there's 100 people that you're saving to the one person that you're pulling the lever to kill.
Yeah. But also, it does provide much more electricity worldwide than any other low-carbon energy source, such as wind or solar. It produces nearly 8 times more than solar power and 1.5 times more than nuclear. So yes, it's good that way. It produces more. It's really to do with the size of it, isn't it? Three Gorges Dam, that's like that Hoover Dam. I'm not sure about Hoover Dam.
It's more worth it than the small ones, because they're not going to need like that much
but,
more
electricity. You know, in poorer countries, such as, you know, I don't know where, but if they're building a, what's a quite a low economic, you know, economically?
Rwanda.
Okay, let's say Rwanda's like landlocked, right? Anyway, let's say
lake. It's got a big lake.
Okay, let's say they're building some sort of hydropower. I don't know, form of hydropower in Rwanda. Where do they get this money from? They could be using it for something else, and also, you know, depends where it's built. If a lot of people live around that river, is it, you know, it's not. Where are those people going to go? Are the government paying for them, or are the
government paying for them, but also
maybe they've been living there, you know, a lot of places, a lot of family live in one house.
Rwanda's literally like,
I like what they've done in Radweir, which I think we will be showing you in a this episode later on. They've sort of built the banks up, which means that it doesn't have the effect on the biodiversity, but it has very near the same it has the same efficiency. It's smaller scale, but maybe if you built a lot more of those, which it doesn't really change anything in the course of the river or the biodiversity near it, then I'd say that might be the better alternative, rather than making these huge structures.
Not so make smaller ones in... Well, make smaller ones, but...
Which...
Would it still work if, for example, in Three Gorges... Three Gorges River, is that what it's called? Yeah, I don't know. But what if... Would it still make... Yeah, I think I've got a stat here. The Hoover Dam, the Hoover Dam generates around 2,000 megawatts a year, possibly, something like that, I'm not sure. And that's a lot, by the way. So would it still be the same amount if they made smaller ones more up, like smaller ones on the river, like gapped? Would it still make the same amount of electricity, or does it need to be big one, because all the pressure... When it comes out, it's like...
I don't know.
Okay.
Power pylons aren't going to do very much damage whatsoever. They're just going to be, like, there. They might, like... They literally have to scout out if there's, like, a hedgehog, if there's, like, a burrow underneath it. It's not going to affect very much, maybe just a couple of dead plants.
Yeah.
Then the dam's the main thing. But the dam can also cause, like, significantly higher, like, insects and bird population with deeper with deeper water. So it couldn't just not be all positive.
I'm stuck here with if it's for the better or for the worse.
I think it's definitely for the better at any rate, but I'm not even sure if it's got any bad things.
I think possibly the positives outweigh the negatives on this one. I'll search up now the biodiversity impact of hydroelectric dams.
I feel like it could. I feel like it outweighs the negatives by like.
I like your
800
point.
800 to 1.
I like your point about the train lever.
The train. Yeah. But now the argument is, if there was a fat guy that you had to push off a bridge to stop the train to keep from killing 5 people, would you do that?
There is, because we're talking all about morals then, and then there's the other thing where if you're changing the course of what was going to happen anyway, is that wrong?
No.
And
I think he was going to die anyway, so you know,
the fat guy.
Yeah.
At some point in his life, because everyone is.
No, but the train would have hit him.
No, the fat guy's on top of a bridge. He's safe with you. Oh. He doesn't die. Would you push the fat guy under the bridge to save 5 people?
But what? Well, how would the 5 people be saved?
Because the fat guy would stop the train.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you push?
If it's for more people, yes, probably.
You'd kill a man.
Yeah, but you would save 5. It's 4-1.
Okay.
Still kills
someone. By the way, that was a psychopath test. That's what I've got at the information from. You're a psychopath because you answered it immediately and said yes.
It wasn't immediate.
See, I don't think that's fair because I might have been wanting to say the right thing.
The psychopath test is if you say yes to that, that you're a psychopath.
Yeah, but you're saving more people.
Yeah, obviously, so. It's more direct murder than killing the one people person between the train level.
Exactly, that's where my point comes in.
I push him, but you know.
Whilst hydropower is often regarded as green, the dams or weirs needed to operate the plants have devastating consequences for rivers and biodiversity. These destroy both rivers, the surrounding environment, changing the river's natural flow, and trapping sediments that protect riverbanks and deltas against. I mean, also, if there's governments wouldn't really care about it. So if there's rare biodiversity in the area, that would also be a problem because we're trying to conserve or we're trying to help certain species.
Thing is, it also depends where it is, doesn't it? You know, if they're sure it's, you know, in a, you know, safe area, would that be regarded as okay?
I think it's completely like 800 to 1. Well, it'll be like 500 to 1 if you're counting like it's
also 800. It also impacts migratory species.
Mm-hmm.
So some ways it says that it can lessen the impact is reservoir sediment and river erosion management, constructing fish passage facilities, modifying dam operations to restore river flows, building fish hatcheries, and controlling the temperature and oxygen levels of the water released from dams. So,
I don't actually know which one's the best, to be honest.
What do you mean, which one's the best?
Well, you know.
If they didn't, they wouldn't make hydroelectric dams if they didn't think that they didn't do anything.
Hydropower is America's largest source of clean electricity, accounting for 52% of all renewable energy generation in the United States.
Hydropower has been a reliable source of power in the United States for over 100 years.
Hydropower is not only a low-cost source of renewable electricity, it is among the most cost-effective energy sources across the board. And since hydro taps the self-renewing power of our waterways, electricity from hydro is not subject to unpredictable price swings and in the market for energy commodities.
Other benefits include job creation, it's clean and sustainable, and more.
This is Rada Weir, located on the River Taff.
The Rada Weir hydro scheme comprises of Archimedes screw turbines, each roughly 3.5 metres in diameter, with a total installed capacity of 400 kilowatts.
The annual energy yield is calculated to be in the region of 1.8 million kilowatt hours and will equate to an annual CO2 saving of around 785 tonnes in comparison.
The Hoover Dam has 17 generators, giving it the capacity to produce over 2,000 megawatts or 2.8 kilowatts.
There is a fish path located on the eastern part of the weir, given that the River Taff is an important migratory route for salmon.
The £2.6 million project generates enough electricity for 550 homes.
Thank you for listening to this week's State of Nature podcast.
Remember, from wherever you're listening from now, try and maybe get in tune with our social media. So we have TikTok, Instagram,
Twitter.
We're doing a lot more TikTok soon.
Yes, and YouTube we've got, and there are many. We're on most of the podcast listening sites, so there's no shortage of places to listen from.
Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.